Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. This is Khadija 7. I want to thank everyone for taking time out of their busy, busy days to join us on this wonderful Wednesday. We're getting gathered together to share, learn, develop, build, grow, all those wonderful things that you do when you're with your family. You know, we happen to have two families coming here together, A Wonderful Approach and Mother Eagle Ministries, and it's a wonderful blend to see everyone working together and building together. I love it. It has been a phenomenal show. It's been a phenomenal experience. There's been a lot of people that, you know, I get lots of feedback. You know, people let me know, hey, this really worked for me, and or this really worked for me. I love the feedback, and you can always give us more on A Wonderful Approach Facebook page. That's where we store all the old shows, and we just absolutely adore that. Today, we will be getting into Forgiveness Round 2. It is 100% guaranteed to be a knockout show. The first one was amazing. It was to the point where we had to call time. We ran out of time, and we said, we're going to do this show again before the year's over. So we're looking forward to that. But before we get into that, we have to bring Mama Khadija, our elder, on, our forgiveness and unconditional love guru. So let me see if I can get Mama Khadija on the phone line to get her to say hello for us.
Greetings, Seven. Greetings, family. How is everyone doing?
We made it through another Wednesday.
Awesome. That's a blessing. Yes, and we all got our present this morning. We were blessed to live another day, to learn lessons, and another day to receive blessings. We all received the gift of life. And I just want to do a recap on last week's show, which dealt with spiritual gifts and understanding spiritual gifts. Well, it was an awesome show because we talked a little bit about the little things in life that many of us take for granted, the gift of being able to get up in the morning, being able to stand up, being able to walk, you know, the gift of being able to eat. And last week, because it was time to vote, we even talked about the sacrifice that our ancestors made so that we can vote. We went into the Bible and we talked about the gifts of the Spirit that the Bible talks about, knowledge and faith and healing and the working of miracles, discerning spirits, and on and on and on. But we also talked about working on the gifts, some of the gifts of the Spirit. All of our gifts are from the Spirit. But we also talked about some of the gifts that we have and that we are working on diligently that have been a part of our DNA, gifts that were passed down from our ancestors. So we talked about working on our gifts and really striving for excellence. So it was a show that involved just about everything as far as I'm concerned, because as I mentioned last week, everything that we have, every blessing that we receive in a day is actually a spiritual gift. That's just my take on it. So we need to cultivate these gifts and take them off the shelf. Do something with them. Do something with the courage and the faith and the strength and empathy. Being a good listener, kindness, all of these are gifts and spiritual gifts. Now, how do you access those gifts, and how do you come to understand those gifts? We talked about taking a personal inventory to seek out what these gifts are and to get a better understanding through prayer, meditation, maybe a spiritual consultation, maybe a destiny reading. There's all kinds of ways that you can really access those gifts and have a better understanding. But I closed out last week with, you know, that life really takes us through a process of self-discovery. And it is through this process that we are put in contact with our gifts. And sometimes we're in touch with these gifts, let's say accidentally, although there are no accidents, but they just happen upon us. And sometimes through that whole process of self-discovery, it's pointed out to us. It just surfaces. So understanding your spiritual gifts comes in many ways, and there are many, many spiritual gifts, and we just thank God for them. I just want everyone to use those spiritual gifts. Don't let them sit by and do nothing with them. Use them for your own good, for your family, for your community, and for the global community. Seven, you want to add anything to about last week's show?
Absolutely, absolutely. I got a lot of feedback on last week's show because a lot of people are, no matter where you are in this spiritual journey, we have to go back and recoup and rethink and remember some of the things that we started off this journey for. You know, sometimes we start off this spiritual journey to learn more about ourselves and about our ancestry. Sometimes we start this journey to develop one particular skill and end up falling in love and developing another. We spoke about, you know, being diligent and disciplined. You know, for me, and anyone who knows me and has worked with me knows that discipline is very, very important. You know, we have to get committed to our highest self, and then we have to move in that highest self. You know, there's so much that we have to learn in developing this high being, because that's what God created us to be. When we're operating less than that, that's because we, the humans, we're interjecting ourselves into the story. You know, when we are really working as God would like us to, that is our highest understanding of ourselves. And we have to get back to that. That's so very important. And because God made us perfect, and He made us to be able to reach have these gifts at ease and to be able to, you know, do whatever we need with, you know, in our lifetime. So it's very, so to me, it's always wonderful to think and to share those little gifts. Like I know last week I shared how much I enjoy cooking for the retreats that I do. And for most women who cook every night for their family, they're like, yeah, we all cook. But, you know, for me to be able to look at another woman and say, not tonight, though, not tonight. Tonight I'm going to stand in your gap, and you're going to eat, and you're going to enjoy it. And you're not going to have to worry about the dishes, and you're not have to worry about this or that. Tonight is on me, you know. And so, you know, that's just a little thing that I do, but I do it with, you know, such love that I really hope that it's received like that. And so, you know, so we spoke about gifts large and small, and the size doesn't make a difference. I really think the intention in which we operate in them makes all the difference in the world.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. 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 So, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it, but I enjoy all the shows. I always learn something new. You know, my family never ceases to amaze me because there's always someone who brings up a different angle that I hadn't thought about, you know, that totally – you know, my brain kind of works in one, maybe two directions, but not in the circle everyone else is spinning in. And so I enjoy coming together and learning. So some family has been with us since the beginning in January. Some family may have just joined us last week. And wherever you come in, that's fine. That's wonderful. But this forgiveness piece has been a bit of it's been a bit of a journey, and part of the reason is because it can be difficult to forgive. okay? And I have to do my disclaimer. One thing about the radio program, one thing about Mama Khadija and myself, we are healers. So there's not a whole lot we haven't seen, not a whole lot we haven't heard. You know, we have seen people that are extremely happy, they're seeing people that are extremely mad at everyone in the world. So there's not a whole lot of surprise that you can come and surprise us on the show about, you know, we've seen a whole lot. And in the middle of seeing this, we always are trying to think as a healing dynamic, okay? Forgiveness is part of the healing dynamic. We need forgiveness to begin the healing, but we all understand it's not that easy. It doesn't just roll off the tongue, and it definitely doesn't come from the heart initially sometimes. So, you know, so just to back it up a little bit for those that did not capture the first round of the forgiveness show, I'm going to define it, okay? Forgiveness is the intentional and voluntary process by which a victim undergoes a change in feelings and attitude regarding an offense, lets go of negative emotions such as vengefulness, even if they were justified. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a lot of things here, okay? Number one, you have to voluntarily go about this. I can't make you forgive someone, okay? I remember being a child and say sorry. You have to have sorry. And like, now accept their apology, you know? And that was a whole thing that the other person had to do. And I'm like, well, she bit me. I don't mind. She bit me. You want me to tell her, accept her apology. And I'm like, oh, God, you know. So that's a whole other step. This is when you can clearly say that this person has done me wrong, but I'm going to forgive them. Okay. So when we did the show last time, we had a couple of brothers who will remain nameless, like Ibrahim and Adiganga, but we're going to keep them nameless for a moment. They came forward, and they were like, I'm not forgiving nothing, okay? You know, I was slighted. Some slights you can't outdo, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, we're not doing it, okay? And a ton of their god sisters were like, oh, you're going to forgive. Forgiveness is the key. We're going to make it through this. And the brothers were like, nope, we're not. And I love the show, and the reason why we have to do this again is because this show, we're talking about forgiveness, the voluntary, intentional forgiving of a person. That went into discussions that went into the wee hours of the morning that night, into the morning the next day. We were in a wonderful approach in Augusta. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, it was in Augusta. It followed us around for at least 2 or 3 months. Every person that spoke to us said, oh, I got to talk to you about this forgiveness piece. We got to work on this. I remember my sister, Unique. She was like, oh, I'm kind of fighting with the men folk a little bit. We got to talk on it. Unique had a nice blend of a solution. But outside of that, everybody else was like, no, we got to do the forgiving part. So, you know, I started the conversation with our disclaimer, with the understanding that forgiveness is not always easy, with the understanding that forgiveness requires to truly do it and feel it within your heart. You know, you have to really begin to understand more about yourself. And then we've all changed. We've all grown up. That was in, I think, maybe January. It's November. A whole year of growth has occurred. So, you know, I wonder how each of us, you know, have had this forgiveness piece not just play out in our life, but play out, you know, in our life this year. You know, up close and personal. You know, we don't talk imaginary on the radio. No one's here doing imaginary sermons. We're talking about life, real life, that affects us every single day. So, you know, how has this forgiveness piece, not only like your personal policies on it, but how has it played out with you this year? You know, has it been easier this year? Has it been more difficult this year? You know, how's all this working? So, yes, I had to bring it back again. We have to let people get another opportunity to kind of, after a year of growth, of prayer, of study, of discipline, where are we now? How do we feel? Have we changed our policies on the forgiveness, or are we still working towards trying to get the forgiveness piece in place? So, you know, we had to come back one more time and speak about forgiveness and really let and find out how we feel about it. So, and for the record, Mama Khadija is our unconditional love expert, okay? So, unconditional love expert, guru person. Tell us about forgiveness, please.
Well, you know, you add an excellent definition of forgiveness, and the way I see forgiveness is that it's a conscious decision. Of course, it has to be voluntary, a process by which you let go of the hurt and the resentment and the pain. You know, it is letting go of deep-rooted hurt and angry feelings that really impact your peace of mind. We had a show on peace. It impacts negatively your physical health. In other words, you know, mind, body, and spirit. You know, when you don't forgive and you hold on to that resentment, you hold on to that hurt, it really has an adverse effect on your entire being.
Yes, it does.
Now, you opened up what was talking about, you know, how difficult it is. Yes, forgiving anyone can be very difficult. And also requesting forgiveness can be a difficult thing to do as well. You got to kind of suck it up, put your pride aside, put that ego on the shelf, and request forgiveness. But that is not easy either. But what I have found in my ministry and in working with many people over the years is that forgiving oneself is the most difficult. A lot of times we go through whatever situation with people, and, you know, quite often we can forgive them with some effort, but we hold on to whatever feelings we have about whatever happened, and we don't forgive ourselves. We tend to blame ourselves. We look at what part we played in it and then blame ourselves. So the forgiveness a lot of times is, that's the most difficult aspect of forgiveness. That is forgiving ourselves. When we forgive someone, it frees us up from the hurt and the pain. It is so liberating, you know, and that person no longer has power over you, no longer has power over your feelings, no longer has power over how you feel about yourself or about them. So forgiveness is a liberator. It allows us to move forward in life. A lot of people are stuck. They're stuck because they're holding on to something that is dragging them down, the hurt and the pain and the shame or whatever it is, because they haven't forgiven either the other person and or themselves. And when you don't forgive yourself, you're basically you're in a self-made prison.
Yeah.
You can't get out until the key to getting out is that forgiveness. You've got to, you know, forgive the other person or forgive yourself. And we all have, you know, are familiar with the phrase that you're beating yourself up. Well, mm-hmm. that's what happens when you don't forgive. You are literally, you know, bringing yourself down, pulling yourself down, beating yourself up, and you're not able to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, forgiveness is key to your personal and spiritual growth and development. Now, I never suggest that people gloss over what happened to them. You know, you can't just
right.
gloss over someone victimizing you or someone doing something horrible to you. You have to sit with that. You got to sit with it, and, you know, you've got to evaluate really how it made you feel. After you sit with it and go through all those things in your head, then you can let it go. But don't just gloss over the impact that this has had on you, because you are important. Now, another thing that I like to share, especially with women that have been have gone through any type of violation against them, or domestic violence, or rape, or anything like that, is, you know, this atrocity, this problem, this hurt that someone has inflicted on you does not obligate you to maintain this relationship. Friendship, forgiveness does not obligate you to maintain the relationship. Sometimes you have to forgive them and let them go. As long as you've done your work, as long as you've forgiven them, then you can let them go. So don't feel mm-hmm. that you can't terminate a relationship just because you've forgiven someone. And also, mm-hmm. you know, this is something that, you know, I want to be politically correct, but a lot of Jewish people have coined the phrase, "We will never forget." Now, I say the same thing about the transatlantic slave trade and what Africans at that time went through during slavery. Forgiveness does not mean that you forget what happened. By all means, you have to remember what happened so that it's not repeated. Doesn't mean that you don't forgive them, though. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't forgive, I tell you, you're not able to move on to the next minute or the next week or the next day or the next year. That's
mm-hmm.
when you are stuck. You are stuck because you still have this hurt that's dragging you down. You still have this resentment because of what's happened to you. And it really impacts the next relationship, whether that's a romantic relationship, whether that's a work relationship, whether that's
right.
a relationship with a family member, you know, it really ruins the chances of your success in other relationships. And
that's
also,
right.
forgiveness does not mean that you're saying, well, it's okay. You know, a lot of times when people are faced with a lot of hurtful things that have happened to them, they kind of gloss over it or just try to dismiss it or sweep it under the rug. Well, it's okay. No, it's not okay. Let's sit with this. Let's deal with it. And then as the end result, we can forgive the person and forgive ourselves. And, you know, finally, I want to say that, you know, forgiveness is all a part of love. Okay, it's all a part of the love process. When you forgive, you are honestly saying that love is abundant in the universe, and that you know that this love energy, this forgiving energy, is a lot better for you, for your family, and for the world than the negativity that being mad, being angry, and being hurt will be in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to forget. And I know it is not easy. I think you started off that way, and I started off that way. But let's work on it. We had to have the second round because you said it was following you everywhere. I think it follows all of us. You know, that discussion
it really
about forgiving people. Because everybody knows that it's not easy.
Yeah. You know, Mama Khadija, you said two things that I want to kind of go back and pick back on because they were so heavy. One, you were talking about women that have been victimized. Unfortunately, we can't even just say women. Being a mother of two boys, not saying I find comfort in them, no. This victimization, especially we're talking about physical, sexual violation, unfortunately, the men have it as well. And so we can't even just address that straight to the women. And then two, one thing you said this time that you did not say and it was not brought up was asking for forgiveness. This is the first time that has come to the table. And it could be because we were so incredibly overwhelmed with the idea of us doing the forgiving. But when you said that, I was like, wait a minute, we have not even addressed the idea of asking for forgiveness. Asking for forgiveness. Release. I don't want to say it releases you, but it starts the releasing process. It is one of the most powerful, mature, responsible things that you can do as a human, in my eyes, is to admit that I may have been less than who I want to be at this very moment to you, and I want to apologize for that. I want to ask your forgiveness for my shortcomings. That's deep right there. That is...
Mm-hmm.
That's some adult stuff right there, okay? It is. You know why? Because we don't do it no more. Even if someone says, wrong, and that they leave it at that. Take what you need from that. That's not an apology. That's not directing your intentions towards me. That doesn't tell me I was wrong, and I'm sorry for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry for the inconvenience it caused you. I'm sorry for the hurt that it may have placed in you. I'm sorry for my role in pain that you've experienced. That's some superhero, stand at the top of the building type bravery right there, because it's hard to admit you were wrong. You know, I mean, because I do a lot of coaching, I do a lot of reading, I interact with people. And it seems like to admit that you're wrong, people will go out their way to make the man on the moon wrong. You know, my community made me wrong. This made me wrong. Now, okay, I understand how you may have developed some bad habits, but really, in this situation, you were wrong. Now, wouldn't you have liked if somebody had came to you and said, look, you know, I may have been wrong, but you won't turn around and do that. So this was really opening up a whole nother area to this forgiveness piece that we didn't even get a chance to glaze over, and that is the idea of asking for forgiveness.
Yep.
Is the healing ever complete until you do that? Because I know doing my own personal inventory, and everybody knows I'm extremely transparent on the show. There's nothing that I will not share with my angels. If it's going to help you miss a stumble or a rock, I'll share it with you. I will give it to you. This journey, we all in this together. So If me sharing something that might be uncomfortable for me will help you, you got it. There is still pain from me because I'm missing a sorry. Now, I swear, how in the world can the words "I am sorry" ease years of pain? It can, and it does.
Mhm. Mhm.
It can, and it does.
Mhm. Yeah.
Very few, 10%, might be able to say, "Oh, but you was wrong." Most people are going to be like, "Yeah, you know, I might not have been right and exact as well." You know what I'm saying? You know, but there's not going to be a lot of people that argue with your apology.
Mhm. Mhm. That's right.
They're not going to argue with you. They're not going to throw it up in your face. They're not going to. All you can do, that makes you such a better person and a bigger person and a person that has grown to be able
mm-hmm.
to look at your own self and to look at your actions and say, right here, I was wrong, and I'm sorry for the inconvenience it caused you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Superman.
But requesting forgiveness is more than just saying I'm sorry, because not only are you saying that you're sorry, but you are asking this person to accept the apology.
That's right.
So it's not only the apology given, but it's also requesting that this person acknowledge and accept the apology. Requesting forgiveness. It's a tough one. But tougher than that is forgiving oneself. I have seen where people have readily, because we've been taught and kind of conditioned to say, "Oh, well, forgive this person or forgive that," or, you know, you come up with all the reasons why they might have done something. Well, he came from a bad, you know, had a bad childhood, or his mother abused him, and that's why he's abusing me, and blah, 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 blah. So forgiving someone else is difficult. But on a scale from 1 to 10, forgiving yourself, because quite often we as people, as forgiving people, will forgive others, but we will hold on to whatever part we think we played in this process. And that is not forgiveness of self.
Yes.
That's not forgiveness of self. That's still holding a little piece of that. I'm the bad guy. I should have, would have, could have.
Yeah.
And it keeps us stuck. So even though we have forgiven the other person, we're still stuck in our own unforgiveness. Now, I want to say this, Seven. Can we open up the telephone lines? I know we've got some people on the line that have some tales to tell, you know, want to share some stories, want to, you know, open up and let us know about this growth or the struggle of forgiveness. So if you're interested in joining in on this conversation, press 1. And be a part of this beautiful discussion on forgiveness.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the show made up of me, Mama Khadija, and everyone else. And that third component is needed. We need you guys to call in. We love to hear from you. Even if you're just shouting us out, letting us know, "Hey, I'm here. Hey, I'm listening." We love it. We love it. Because that lets us know kind of where we're at with things, you know. And we're always building and growing from there.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, there's a call, you know. Mama Khadija puts out a call, and then people start to raise their hand already. And
all
to raise your hand, all you have to do is press 1, and that lets my little switchboard over here know that you're waiting. But hold on for just a second. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Greetings. How are you?
Fine. Can you hear me?
I can
yes,
hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, this is Nana. Greetings,
how
Nana.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I've been listening to you tonight, and I'm sorry I missed your mother night, but things be working. I have to do what I have to do. And I
yes,
just want to tell you your message is very good, and I want to add something to it. Spirit.
Yes, ma'am.
And prayer. When you put a prayer into it and you asking for forgiveness for yourself and the other person,
yes.
Make sure when you ask that prayer that you're willing to fight with yourself of knowing that you got to continue asking yourself to forgive yourself as the other person. Because spirit will help you.
Yes.
As long as you're willing to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a job. It is a hard job, as you said. But you got to work for it. For anything that's worth having, you got to work for it real hard.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my 2 cents.
Okay.
We appreciate your 2 cents. And look, I know birthday season's coming around the corner, so you know we'll be working on that too. We'll be working on that too.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I had to go through some change about forgiveness in my life.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it took a long time for me to understand that I had to forgive myself in my heart for being at the place I was at when I shouldn't have been where I was at because I was told not to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't listen to that message in our head sometimes. We think we know more than anybody else.
Mm.
So we have to. That's why I say about forgiving ourselves. You're asking the spirit to forgive you for not listening when they told you don't do it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
They might not spoke loud enough for you to hear it, but I'm sure after you found out, you understood what they said.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
All those who holding on or feeling bad about a situation, I'm asking them, as of this day, this hour, this minute, call on whoever you call on the highest high and ask them to give you strength to do what you need to do to forgive yourself as well as others and ask the spirit to forgive you for not listening. That will help you on your road of forgiveness.
Mm.
That's my word for tonight. So I'll say I'll talk to y'all soon.
Okay,
Nana. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
All right. Thank you.
Please.
Yeah. All of that time, too. And the reason why I say all of that time, too, because sometimes we do have to start to recognize that we may have put ourselves in the position that's causing the need for the forgiveness, you know. Now, sometimes we didn't. This person that victimized us was really, really not just a well person. So they made some unwell decisions. But then there were times where we played an active part in being somewhere that we were not supposed to be, for dealing with someone we were not supposed to deal with. And to me, those require the most thought about how to create the forgiveness because, you know, there may have been a role that you did play in the not knowing and or in the knowing and still participating in the victimization.
Mm-hmm.
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 That's true.
I want to say one thing about forgiveness, too, and that is when you ask, let's say you ask the Most High, you know, forgive me for doing this or that or the other. quite often we will give it to God, let it go, whatever. Then we will go right back, by whatever, and pick it right back up.
Yes.
Pick it right back up when it serves us or when something triggers, you know, whatever it is that happened. We'll go right back and pick it back up. So a lot of times with this whole forgiveness piece, it's a back and forth thing. And that seems to be the norm for a lot of people. So it's just like when you quit smoking. You might go back and smoke again. Then you say, no, I'm giving this up. When you let it go, a month later, a stressful situation comes, you know, into your life. You pick up the cigarettes again,
you know.
So, but continue to pray, continue to work on it, and you will have success in letting it go. But understand that if you haven't truly resolved the issues, if you didn't sit with it and try to understand what happened and what you need to do, a lot of times it will resurface. So just hang in there, stick with it, and be conscious that you may pick it up and fight the feeling.
And you know, because I'm an upfront kind of person, if you do not give yourself and do the work that yourself needs, then you run the risk of repeating the same test again and again. Only the names will change. You know what I'm saying? You'll be like, oh, my God, wasn't I here already? Wasn't I supposed to learn something from this experience? And, you know, why does it seem like, you know, all my relationships are doing this? Why does it seem like, you know, all my jobs are doing this? You know, why am I making some of the same mistakes over and over? And that's because the lesson wasn't learned the first time or the second time. And so we'll find, and so God is giving us multiple opportunities to learn this lesson, whether it be about forgiveness, whether it's about love of self, whether it's about the need and desire to protect oneself. We'll have many opportunities to learn one lesson. So if you're going through, as you're doing your personal inventory, you will realize, wait a minute, I am learning this same thing over and over. I'm experiencing this same pain over and over. There must be something that I'm doing either to attract this to me or something I didn't wrap up fully the last time. So, you know, come to the forgiveness piece, but Mama Khadija says, you know, put it down and leave it down. You may have put it down when it looked like, you know, Brad, but then he picked up and it looked like Michael. I'm like, that's the same thing. The name changed. That's it. It's the same set of scenarios that we have that we're constantly allowing to come into our life because there is a piece of us that has not learned a lesson, has not gone through the forgiveness process. And the forgiveness process, whether it's the beginning of your healing, whether it's the end of your healing, but it is part of the healing. You're not, we are limited in how many steps we can take without the full forgiveness within us. So don't let that same lesson keep popping up and you're thinking, oh, this is something the universe is doing. No, actually, this is something you're doing. By not fully getting that lesson and not allowing it to fully sink in and for you to take full acceptance of the problem and how it got there and what you're going to do about it. That responsibility.
Go ahead, Seven.
Go ahead, Amy. Go ahead, Mom.
Well, I was going to say, didn't want to cut off your thought, But when you introduced me, you introduced me as the forgiveness guru and the unconditional love.
No, the unconditional love. No, you got the unconditional love right there.
I got the unconditional. Okay. Well, I do have a forgiveness guru. Okay. And she is a very good friend of mine. And she has done the unimaginable when it comes to forgiving others.
Mm-hmm.
One of her family members, her child, was brutally murdered. And when we went to court, she had to face his murderer. And she offered him a hug and told him that she forgave him for murdering her child. Now, I have only heard of one other situation, like in the news, where someone did that.
Mm-hmm.
But,
not in real life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not even, no. This is, and anybody that has ever known someone who has lost a child, that's number one on all of the major stressor, psychological
pain.
Stressor list. Number one on pain centers, losing a child is like right up there at the top.
Uh-huh.
And she was able to, and I've seen that she was able to. These weren't empty words. I saw where she was able to forgive. And so she is my forgiveness guru. I have to sit at her feet and learn and watch and listen, because she has so much, not just to teach me or to share with me, but to share with the world about love and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So she is the she is my forgiveness guru, and I'm
mm-hmm.
taking notes. I just want to share that I'm taking notes.
Okay. Yeah, you have to take notes. I know for me, I'm not even ready to sit down and take notes. I'm not even. If you got a toddler, toddler doesn't want to sit down and eat. Mine's just ran around. I just threw food in his mouth and whatever. Go ahead. So, yeah, I'm that toddler still. I could take small bites, but I can't sit down and eat like that, it is a lot to be able to do that. And I think forgiveness really lays onto and relates to your maturity as to where you are in your life as well,
mm-hmm.
because I know the younger me 10 years ago, I stayed so mad. I stayed madder at my ex-husband than the relationship was, okay? I was mad longer than we were actually married and in the relationship. For, just, furious because that forgiveness piece hadn't come into my life, especially in that particular situation. And so I've looked back at it and said, wait a minute, why am I still mad? You know what I'm saying? Why do I have to have these extra wrinkles? Why am I carrying this on my back, on my chest? You know, anyone that's done the My Junk, Your Junk exercise with a wonderful approach knows carrying other people's junk is messy. When you're carrying
mm-hmm.
around someone else's problem, you can't fix that. Now you just got dead weight on you, And so, I was carrying around someone else's weight and someone else's problem, and once I realized that, I said, wait, I'm not doing nothing else for you. I'm not doing anything else that's going to make you comfortable, not even holding a grudge, Because at least if I'm mad, then you know that I'm mad, You know I'm still thinking about it. But I was like, oh, no, let's let all of this go. I don't want to have – when I say I'm through, I'm through. And when I was able to release it, there were changes. Now, I never communicated with him. I didn't have to speak with him. I didn't have to go and announce, I forgive you in the universe
And God saw my heart and my intentions. And my steps were very different once that forgiveness piece had moved into my heart. My steps were different. The acceptance was different. I was able to move forward in a peaceful manner. And it, for me, it was like having an out-of-body experience. That's how almost foreign it was, but it was me. It was all of me. But I could see the ease. I could see, you know, the permissions being released. I saw all of that coming forward, and I was like, oh, I'll never give someone that much authority in my life that I'm going to sit down and carry their mistakes with me. No. I have enough things in my life to work on, and I have two children and lots of little angels to pray with, okay? I'm not carrying anyone else's junk, though. I'm not going to put it on my back. You got to fix your own stuff. So, I mean, I had to really go through that forgiveness process. But when I did, I saw the difference. I've seen the difference in other people. When they have really forgiven, they're like, oh, no, I've outgrown that. I've grown past that. It makes all the difference. They literally lighten up. I've seen people walking around with gray on them. They look gray. And I'll look at Mama Khadija, do you see what I'm looking at? You know, and she's like, shh. Hush, child, hush. You know, but, you know, I have seen that lack of forgiveness manifest on people. Manifest in their body, manifest, you know, just in their life at all times because they have not allowed God's love truly to come into their life and to make those changes for them. Yeah. And if you've ever seen it physically, it can be very scary. I've seen that gray look on people and didn't understand what it was at the time. But when you are stuck in your life, when your life is not moving forward, I guarantee you there is something in there that requires your forgiveness that you have not given it the energy to forgive.
Haven't released it.
You have not released it. And sometimes it takes help. You know, don't think that because you weren't able to let it go yourself that there's something uniquely wrong with you. There's not. A lot of times we have to have help in releasing this harmful energy. Sometimes you need help even knowing that it's there.
Yeah, because we hide it. We hide those feelings.
We hide it only from ourselves. Usually our friends and our support systems, your mama knows, you know, everybody can see it. You're still hiding it from yourself.
And then sometimes our family members, our loved ones, our spouses, our best friends don't know, but they will see, if they have an eye to see, they'll see a physical and emotional and a spiritual manifestation of it.
Yes.
You know, if someone is isolating, if someone is, you know, changing their habits drastically, if someone is gaining weight and keeping it on, or losing weight, or sleeping too much, or, you know, there's so many different signs that would let a family member, a spouse, a best friend know, hey, this person is dealing with something that's not good. They're holding on to something. They're holding on to it.
In holding on, you never win. You never win because, you know, we always talk about, you know, this is a spiritual show. These are two spiritual organizations, and everybody wants to talk about how they want to be this open vessel for God to use. That it takes energy and effort to be a ready vessel. It takes a lot of energy and effort. It takes a lot of practice, and you have got to keep your vessel clean, and you have got to keep your vessel empty for God. Okay? So that means you can't be in there harboring ill feelings, because God is not going to pour into a vessel that has something nasty in it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you can't sit here and harbor ill feelings and you want to be a healer. You know, you can't sit here with unforgiveness on your lap. Very obvious. You know, like, you don't have to search for it. It's on your lap. You can't sit there with, you know, hard feelings on your lap and you want to be this, you know, community leader. No, no. We have to truly, that's why the journey of spiritualism is really a journey of self. You have got to get good with yourself. And then once you get to that position, then God will know, okay, you have worked on cleaning your vessel. You have worked on maintaining, you know, a strong vessel that can handle some work. You know, like we were talking about asking for forgiveness. Oh, you got to have a strong handle on your vessel to sit back and ask for forgiveness. And I'm not talking that kindergarten stuff. I'm talking about real deal, where you sit there and say, this is where I was wrong. I am sorry, and I want you to forgive me. That is so major right there. I mean, that's the show for me, because it is. To ask for forgiveness, that's probably one of the biggest things that a person can do, because that means I'm ready to finish this lesson that I started with you. We are all, Earth is a classroom. We're here to learn. We're here to build. We're here to grow. And we have lessons that we're supposed to be accumulating while we're here. So when you are asking someone for forgiveness, what you're basically saying is, the lesson that I started with you, the lesson that I was supposed to learn, I'm ready to complete that lesson. And that is how you complete the lesson. Because after that, it's not a, it's not a intentional hardship. It's not any of those negative, ill things, even if it may have felt like it. It's not. Because you're moving past the idea of your own personal hurt, pain, shame, embarrassment, but you're moving to the point where you're like, I'm ready to start on the next lesson. Let me finish this one right here. So that's a major, major thing right there. And we have really got to get into that. That's how, you know, Mom Khadijah is always talking about, where's your personal inventory? And, you know, for Radio Land people, this, she says this to me on a regular basis. This is not something that we're doing for radio. This is really the way of life, you know. And so, you know, I'll come, oh, Mama Khadijah, I got a problem with this, or this has come up. And then she said, well, who took inventory? Who recognized that there was something missing and we didn't get a chance to fill it back in? And, you know, it's really, really important that, you know, we have got some very basic tools for accomplishing a lot of what we accomplish, but we have to do it. We have to work the program. I tell people all the time, work your program. Plug into the opportunities that you have. You know, if you have the pleasure of having a mentee, utilize your mentee. But whatever you do, get past some of these initial lessons, especially forgiveness. That's a big deal. In order for God to give you bigger responsibilities, in order for him to really trust that your judgment is going to be sound, you've got to show that you can handle higher, stronger, heavier responsibilities. And this is definitely one of them. Forgiveness is something that will, because it involves another person, it is challenging.
Yep. Now, I know we have a couple of first-time callers on the line.
Uh-oh.
And we have our tried and true as well. I know Naomi Shayun is on the line.
I don't know. Mama Stevie.
Okay.
Let me tell you
who's
on the line. I'm going to tell you who's on the line. South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Shout out to all my I'm in South Carolina. I think I'm in South Carolina once a month doing this work or that work. I love my babies out there. Whenever I go, I make like 15 stops in 2 days because there's so many people that I want to see and I want to take them in and see me and everything else like that. But I'll tell you the line, South Carolina. And if you give me a second, I'd like to grab the South Carolina call right here, okay?
Okay. All right.
Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hi. My name is Antoine Jenkins. And
hello,
I am in
first... Antoine. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I'm a first-time listener. I heard about the show today, and I was very interested. I kind of got a late start, but I was very interested in the discussion or in the show today, just because this is one of my most favorite topics, and I think a personal journey for myself as I've been growing up and maturing into adulthood myself. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling.
Now,
what
about this? What about this forgiveness piece makes it special for you, Antoine?
I feel like for me, just with forgiveness, when I look at forgiveness, I look at it as a whole, not just pick and choose where you want to forgive. If you're going to forgive, you got to do it wholeheartedly all over. You can't just pick and choose where you want to forgive at. That's just my opinion. And so I just feel like from a child coming up to now, I had a lot of grudges towards certain things that I just couldn't change. It was totally out of my control. And just growing up and learning how to understand where my place was in those situations and understanding the effect that it had on me and how I can use it to grow instead of using it to look at a negative aspect. It just kind of, I felt like it kind of helped me be a better person and to help me understand someone else, because I feel like it's plenty times in life where you may hear someone's story and you automatically may be like, well, if you did this that way, you wouldn't have been in that situation. But it's not cut as dry like that when it comes to other people, because sometimes people simply just do not have control over their environment. And just learning how to forgive the things you have no control over, and just learning how to just really be free and be happy by forgiving and letting go of those that hurt, pain, and all that other stuff from the past. I think it's just I think you can't grow as a spiritual being or as a well-rounded person until you can really learn what forgiveness is and how it feels to finally just release it, just release all that tight grudge that you had at one point in time.
Mm-hmm. I think you're absolutely correct. I know that you're correct. I know that you're correct. And, I mean, like we started off saying it wasn't easy, so we got that. But it's still very necessary because it does hold you. Wherever you said, I can't, it's like, okay, well, then that's where you are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like your idea of letting go of the whole thing. How do you do that?
For me, day by day, step by step, little steps, and really, I guess realizing why I feel the way I feel about whatever on the ledge about. Why do I feel this way? How is it affecting me? And what's the easiest thing I can do to start chipping away at the glacier? So from those little steps and working your way up to the bigger things and taking it day by day, having somebody in your corner to confide in. Not just any old body, but someone that does have an ear to listen first and help later rather than trying to help before they can listen or know what's going on. And applying that forgiveness, not applying the forgiveness, but I guess just trying to encompass your whole life into that process of forgiving and just not, oh, well, I feel this way today, so I only want to forgive them for this, but I can't forgive them for that, or whatever it is. It could be a person. It could be life. It could be anything. It could be God. It could be anything, you know. So I feel like the best way to go about forgiveness is little steps day by day, and don't beat yourself up over not forgiving, because it's not going to happen overnight. It's definitely not. But really and truly, mostly trying to understand why did you feel that way, and how you can overcome it instead of just sitting in the pity or sitting in the pain to make it grow even more. Pay that debt off and keep it moving. Pay that debt off and keep it moving.
Thank you for that. Yes, some awesome tips on, you know, from your perspective, you know, the whole forgiveness piece. And I just wanted to add, Antoine, that sometimes we get stuck with forgiveness because we are trying to understand the other person.
Yes. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Why
did they do that? And blah blah blah. And you might take months and months and months trying to dissect them. As you mentioned, I always talk about the prayer of serenity. You know, we have to be able to, you know, forgive and let go what we can't control.
And sometimes
that means even understanding. Whether you understand what happened or why it happened, if you want to get unstuck, you got to go for the forgiveness.
So if you're sitting
with something and you feel like you might be able to understand it, and sometimes understanding will help assist us in the forgiving process, but I'm here to tell you, don't get stuck on the understanding.
If you don't understand it,
keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Because
it is going to free you. It is the great liberator.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is the great liberator. So you don't ever want to be held captive or prisoner because you don't understand why somebody did something, to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're a first-time caller. I appreciate you calling in. What you had to say was awesome, and I'm sure there are listeners out there that really needed to hear what you had to say, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Yes, you know, Mom Khadija, again, you're hitting us in the head with the nuggets. I hope y'all are getting the nuggets. I'll shout them out when I see them. And then, you know, I have people that will call me later. Oh, she said this, she said that. I'm like, oh, I missed it. So you said don't wait for someone else's stuff to make sense to you. I have had almost arguments with people about, well, I don't understand. Look, you don't have to understand. What my famous saying is, and I say this all the time, all is fair in love and war. All is fair, okay? So if you're in a relationship with someone and they do something that you don't understand, you don't have to understand exactly why they did X, Y, and Z. Do you get the point, though? Did you get the understanding? You know, was it enough other information for you to know what you need to do from that point on? Did you get that? Because if you got that, then you got the point. And now you're responsible for knowing. You know, we like to get caught up because, oh, that's not how it usually is for me. How does this person know how it usually is for you? You know, they're usually just responding on what they know. And then, you know, I want to remind people that hurt people, okay? So if someone has hurt you, chances are they've been hurt themselves, okay? They've had someone else
fall through on them. They've had other situations that caused a hiccup in their understanding. And so sometimes when people hurt you, they may not even fully be aware of the damage that is caused for you. Don't give that person more energy than what it really deserves. Sometimes it is a mistake. Sometimes it is a misunderstanding. You know, all this road rage stuff, boy, let that go. You know, that what is that going to do for you? How is that going to benefit your life? You know, so really, sometimes we're holding on so tightly to grievances that other people, they have forgotten about. They don't even think about this no more. That's not even part of their memoir. They're like, whatever, I'm on to the next destructive thing that I'm doing. But we're still giving them power by holding them, oh, I'm not going to forgive them until they apologize. Well, then you'll be waiting a long time, and then your life is held up. Don't let them hold your life up. Don't let them hold. Usually by the time it gets to that point, you're dealing with someone who really can't do any better. Sometimes you have, don't allow other people to hold you to their standards. Okay? If their standards is hurt, pain, if every breakup has to be death-defying, you know, has to be this, you know, terminal, oh my goodness, type of deal, then, you know, don't allow them and their norm to become your norm, okay? Because we're about creating peaceful spiritual lives. And in order to have that peace, you have to work on your forgiveness. You have to keep your vessel clean. You have to constantly be cleaning and strengthening your vessel. So allowing someone whose job may not be to live a spiritual life to negatively impact you, then you're not being responsible with the with your gifts and with what God has entrusted onto you, okay? But 100%, do not allow other people's understanding to necessarily become your understanding.
And understanding is not necessary for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Now, when you're sitting with your pain, depending on what it is, you're going to sit with it, and you're going to try to look at it from all different angles. One of those angles is understanding why a certain thing happened. But what we're saying is don't get stuck there. You know, don't let it drag on and on because you don't understand it. Take the shortcut, like Seven said. You sat with it for 4 days. Okay. Bottom line, I won't understand why this ever happened. Hurt people, hurt people. That's what I call the shortcut. That's the shortcut. That is the shortcut, okay?
Yes.
So that shortcut, that understanding piece, okay, you didn't understand it, and you gave it 4 days. I just thought about this, and I lamented over this, and I can't come up with it. I've been nice to this person, blah, blah, blah. Shortcut, hurt people, hurt people.
Keep it moving. You know, I had my own personal situation come up where I had to forgive someone who I knew had slighted me. And when you call yourself a humble servant and you still got people willing to kick you, that can make you mad. It's like, man, I can't get any lower right this moment. You know, I'm up here doing God's work and you still want to bother me? So, I mean, this woman, oh, she was irritating me off of some GP. I think she was trying to provoke me. And I had to be like, you know what? You are human, therefore you are flawed. I am not going to give you any more energy than this. I'm letting it go. I'm letting you go. I'm not interested. Have a nice life over there. Leave me alone. And that was
bigger than maybe 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, you know, where I can really sit back and say, I am irritated and I'm going to move away from this irritation. I don't have to fight because I don't mind fighting with you. I fight and win all my battles. I will fight with you. But this time I said, no, I'm not going to fight. I'm going to allow this to be what it needs to be, and I'm going to allow myself, I'm going to release the irritation, and I'm going to sit over here. And after that, you know, the chain of events that occurred, I was like, oh, this really is a powerful step to be able to sit here and know someone's irritating you and to take their power away from them and just be able to say, I will not be irritated by you. And I forgive you because I understand that you're just doing your human thing. You're just being a human. You're just responding and reacting to emotions. But I don't have to respond and react with you. So me personally, I would say that from that first conversation about forgiveness all the way up until the devotion crew, shout out to my devotion crew, but up until even devotions began, I really have been exercising that forgiveness muscle stronger than I've ever tried before. I went into my devotion releasing my thoughts on this, releasing my feelings on that. And I said, this is going to be the lightest devotion I've ever gone into because I'm releasing these feelings and this negativity and these irritations. I said, I give it to the wind. I don't want it anymore. I don't need it anymore. I won't carry it with me. And so if you are not at that point, it's okay. It's okay. Work on the forgiveness of yourself for that. But then know, I got to make some moves. I got to really, really work on what it's like to be my best self. And your best self does not carry around other people's junk. So work on the forgiveness. You can release other people's stuff from you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mama Khadijah, we are moving into the prayer circle. One of my favorite parts of the show. Do you have any comments that you want to share before we go into that?
Oh, the show was awesome. I'm hoping that, you know, people, if you know, family, take mental notes and jot down notes, but we brought up some new things this time around, and for many of the people that missed the first show, we're in the second round, and it was all good. But I wanted to share something. If and this is how I'm going to wrap up this show before the prayer. I would love to wrap it up with a devotion that will help us work through the hurt, the pain, and the resentment. And I'm going to put my name in this devotion. I'm Mama Khadijah. Give myself permission to share. Let my story release all that has held me back. Let me speak it, assess it, then release it. Let the haunting cease forever. I, Mama Khadijah, give myself permission to release the tears. Let my tears wash my soul of all of the pain that restricts me. Let them flow freely, giving a clearer vision to my life purpose. I, Mama Khadijah, give myself permission to value myself, then others. Let me find value in my experiences and the experiences of others. I do value me. I, Mama Khadijah, give myself permission to forgive. Let me learn to forgive myself first. I will acknowledge my pain, Look for the lessons therein and release it. I understand that forgiveness is not surrender, but permission for me to move on. And lastly, I, Mama Khadijah, give myself permission to grow beyond where I am. All things are in divine order. I will embrace my lessons and grow from them, making me a stronger and more fulfilled person. And so it is.
And so it is, Jay.
I say. That look, I'm going to pray behind that. Okay. I love that devotion. It's something that I do. It's something all my angels do. You have got to get mentally prepared for the spiritual work that we are to live, not just experience in our day-to-day. So those types of devotions and understandings, they need to get with you and become part of your bone structure. So this is not just something that, you know, we say and do for the radio, but this is part of life, and it's part of a very healthy life. You know, you feel good, you know, you look good, you act and respond better. So all that said and done, I'm just going to go into a simple prayer. I want to pray, God, thank you so much for allowing us to come together, allowing us to build and grow and share. Allow all the hearts that were on the radio to begin their healing process. Allow all the ears that are to hear this now and in the future to begin to receive the benefit and the good of the words that are spoken. Allow all the intentions placed on the line to be positive. Allow all the words to be dripped in honey so that it can be received sweetly into the ears that have to hear them. Please allow some of the heartache and the buildup around the heart to be chiseled away so that we can begin to actually develop healthy relationships first with ourselves, then with you, then with our spirit, with the world, so that we can be healthy beings ready and prepared to do God's work for those that need us. Each and every one of us is a beacon of light in which we are to share God's influence with the world. Allow our lights to be strong. For those whose lights are weak, go to your lighthouse and get your candle relit so that you can go and be strong within your community. Every single one of us is a testimony to share God's love, God's will, God's purpose, so that we can go and grow and be the pillars of the community that we're set out to be, so that we can help to change this world one moment at a time, one positive thought at a time, one loving word at a time. All of these things add up, change vibrations, and make positive things happen in the name of God. Amen.
Amen.